Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Indonesia's intelligence agency says it suspects an Islamic State entire and inspired group, Jamaah Alansarut Adwa, is responsible for the wave of explosions today at three churches in Surabaya, the country's second-largest city. At least 10 people died, 41 were wounded in the blast, initial reports saying suicide bombers were responsible. French authorities say the man responsible for a deadly knife attack in central Paris was born in Chechnya, and his parents have been detained for questioning by French police. The assailant stabbed five people. One is dead. Two others are in serious condition. This man saw the attack, which the Islamic State claimed to have carried out.
Then I heard some fire shots. I walked toward them. Then a policeman came. And he had a bulletproof vest. He told me that it was the police that shot the fire and that the man was arrested. He couldn't arm us anymore.
Witnesses said the attacker shouted the Arabic phrase Allah Akbar, meaning God is great, during the attack. French President Emmanuel Macron said France, in his words, will not yield an inch to the enemies of freedom. Paris has been on high alert for terror attacks as a series of attacks have occurred in the nation over the past 3 years. Israel closed a main border crossing with the Gaza Strip, destroyed a Hamas militant tunnel, came a day after renewed violence between Palestinian protesters and Israeli forces. Since these attacks, the Palestinian protests began. At least 40 people have been killed by live fire from the Israeli military. This is VOA News. For the first time since the Islamic State militants were driven out of Iraq last year, citizens have voted there for a new parliament and ultimately a new government. AP's Susanna George reports there was very low voter turnout, largely due to voter apathy.
Iraq has long battled entrenched corruption in the political system, and while from the outside world many may see Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi riding this wave after military victories over the Islamic State group, for many Iraqis what they really want to see is government reform and an improvement in their economy.
Iraq's political parties traditionally fall almost precisely along ethnic and religious lines, but this year it shifted toward cross-sectarian alliances. An international commission has formed to try to end the meddling in elections in Western democratic nations by Russia and other autocratic countries. The Transatlantic Commission on Election Integrity is co-chaired by former NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen. He told VOA's Russian service he considers it a matter of urgency to counter interference with democratic institutions. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says Americans are facing what he called an epidemic of dishonesty in Washington. AP's Julie Walker reporting.
Michael Bloomberg, who flirted with an independent presidential run in 2016, made the comments during his commencement speech Saturday at Rice University. He says Americans need to hold their elected officials accountable for what he calls an endless barrage of lies.
Today, those in politics routinely dismiss any inconvenient information, no matter how factual, as fake. And they routinely say things that are demonstrably false.
Bloomberg ended by saying the greatest threat to American democracy is not an external force or foreign power.
It is our own willingness to tolerate dishonesty in service of party and in pursuit of power.
I'm Julie Walker.
Eastern Point of Hawaii's Big Island continues to suffer earthquakes as a result of volcanic eruptions. Local officials urging residents to be prepared to evacuate on short notice. AP's Sophie Yan reports the mood in Hawaii's evacuation shelters is somber.
Entire families and their pets are camped out here. And a lot of these folks here, they're trying to find some more information as to what to do next. If they've lost their home, they're trying to figure out how to make certain insurance claims. A lot of the people I've spoken with say that they have tried to venture back to gather their most important belongings. Some are less fortunate. Some tell me they've lost everything.
Lava has destroyed at least 27 homes. At least 2,000 people have been evacuated from their neighborhoods. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello, welcome. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host in Washington. Mothers, they do so much for us. No matter where we live on this earth, our moms put us here. Many countries honor mothers and mother figures once a year, but in North America, we do it on this second Sunday in May. So this edition of Music Time in Africa is for all of you mothers out there. I hope you're tuned in because the program is full of special Mother's Day music, heartfelt shout-outs, and dedications to you. The Song of the Week by Tikenja Fakoli is a dedication to his mother and to all African women. And at the bottom of the hour, we get to enjoy the full 9-minute, 50-second original version of the best Mother's Day anthem of all time, Sweet Mother. So sit back, peepas, and especially you, Maz, put your feet up, get them rubbed, have a cup or a glass, and enjoy the show. I'm starting us off today in the good old U.S. of A. This song is by the Dixie Cups from 1963 New Orleans, back when my mom was still a teenager. Hi, Mom. I hope you're sitting by the pool right now, enjoying a nice Cuba Libre with Maynard and Lulu by your side. Here's Iko Iko.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hey now, hey now, Iko Iko Ande, Giacomo Fino Anane, Giacomo Finane. Look at my king all dressed in red, Iko Iko Ande. I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead, Giacomo Finane. Talking about hey now. Hey now, hey now, I go one day. Shagamo fino anane, shagamo finane. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, I go one day. Shagamo fino anane. See that guy all dressed in green, Iko Iko Ande. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Shagamo Finane. Talking about hey now, hey now, Iko Iko Ande. Shagamo Fino Anane, Shagamo Finane. Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, Iko Iko Ande, Shagamo Fino Anane, Shagamo Finane, Shagamo Finane.
All right. Hello, everybody, and happy Mother's Day. This is Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa.
Hello, my name is Alex from Uganda. I'm sending out my shout to my wife, Juliet. I love her so much. She's currently in Nairobi, but she's the mother of my son, Jesse. I love her so much. She's my hero. And also I'm sending this shout to my Karen Ashmore. She lives in Denver, Colorado. I love her so much. Thank you.
Mama,
All right, hello, lovies. That was Mori Kante from Guinea with Mama. Okay, so today's Mother's Day, and I have lots of help celebrating it. Some of you, plus VOA personalities from the Africa Division right here in Washington, are contributing shout-outs and song choices to the mothers in your lives. You recognize this guy.
Hello, lovely people. This is Kwame Asante Ofori, a.k.a. Mr. Asante, here for you now and always. And this time, I am not here to talk about Song of the Week with Heather Maxwell, but rather here to dedicate a song to my mother, yes, my mother, for Mother's Day. And the song I'm dedicating to her is Kotosa by Wuta. Now, Kotosa celebrates womanhood and everything it takes being a woman, how beautiful it is to be a woman and what women bring to the table. And I know my mom has been a strength and a guide throughout my life, and she's part of the reason I am here and who I am today. And I'll just love to dedicate this song to her. She really loves the song, and you guys should see her when she boogies down to it. Happy Mother's Day, Mother. And yesterday was your birthday, May 12th. Thank you very much for being a beautiful woman and a loving and caring woman.
Sad,
Yes, that was Kotosa by Wuta. And it was introduced and selected just for Mother's Day by our very own English to Africa service producer and Song of the Week regular, Kwame Ofori. I'm Heather Maxwell, and today is MTIA's Mother's Day special. I've got several friends with me, too, to help celebrate.
Hello. I would like to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, especially my mom. She's the best mom there is. She's taken care of me since I was still a young baby, and she still loves me, and I just want to tell her that I love her more so. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Hello, and thank you, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, Kenya. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to celebrate Mother's Day on Music Time in Africa. You know, this is, of course, a very special occasion because we remember the contribution and the love and the support of the women in our lives, and specifically our mothers. So I'd love to say a special hello to my mother who's right here in Nairobi, and to thank her from deep down in my heart for the love and care through the years and all the beautiful compassion. Thank you, Mom. What would we do without you? And here is a very special song just to celebrate you. It's a very popular young Kenyan artist called Bahati, which is the Swahili name for blessing. So everything just fits in really nicely. And the song, quite naturally, is called Mama. Mama.
Mama wacha nikwimbie, nipe tu dakika.
Hello Pipas, that was Mama, a song by Bahati from Kenya, dedicated by reporter Bill Odidi to his mother in Nairobi.
Asante Mama.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Okay, so as you know, we're all about mothers today. But before we get back into music for our mamas and Song of the Week, let me read a few messages by you for your moms. Here's the first one. Hi, MTIA. Please, my shout-out goes to my mom, Fatima Mohammed Ali. Your regular listener, Saidu Mohammed Ali, Nigeria. Now, next up is Dorcas Isaacs, who says, Happy Mother's Day to my mother, Sis Princess K.H. Alua. She's the one behind all my success today and still doing it. Mohammed Omar Smart Kanu writes this, A big shout out to my sweet mother. Also to you, I guess that's me, and to mother on planet Earth. Now, Klasa Bubakar Kagbo says simply, My mom is my life. Finally, Larry Farian. He writes, I'm listening to MTIA from Accra, Ghana. My shout out goes to my mother, Hajia Saharat Karim. Please, I want her to know that she's the pillar behind all my success and the reason I'm alive today.
And this is the Song of the Week.
And it's another Song of the Week with Kwame Asante Ofori.
Hey, 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 Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
It's Mother's Day.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And I found the perfect song.
Great.
Yeah, it's by Tikenja Fakoli.
Mm-hmm.
The song is from 2010 and it's called Iniche, which means thank you, mother.
Nice. Let's jump right into it.
Na isara tene bolo Na isara ye ala le bolo Na isara ye ala le bolo Na we na we na Na we na we na Iniche Iniche Na we na we na Balo, Baleala, Now
Iniche, Iniche, Nawe, Iniche, Iniche, Nawe, Iniche, Iniche, Nawe, Iniche, Iniche, Nawe, Nawe.
Oh yeah, for this Mother's Day, this song, perfecto, perfecto. Yes, my mom's birthday was yesterday.
Oh yeah, so
I'm definitely going to play this to her so she knows how important she is, because that's what the song carries.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
This is Heather Maxwell.
And this is Mr. Santa here for you now and always.
On Song of the Week. Happy Mother's Day.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Mother's Day blessing to you, Heather, for dedicating your program to all mothers in the world. I like to wish happy Mother's Day to a loving, selfless, and hardworking person I ever know in this world. That person is my mother, Almaz Makonnen. Mom, I can't thank you enough for all that you have done for me. On this Mother's Day, wishing you all the love, health, and happiness that you so deserve. I would like to send a special music dedication to you, ma'am. Yenat Wuletwa by Bizunesh Bagalam.
Yenat Wuletwa Nibasawadalev Ndekwimetwa Bizunahunukalehu Weladinatiko Bizunbemenfesa Samanya
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind the ice and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, gonna meet his family.
For all mothers out there, thank you for your love of family and communities. On this Mother's Day, I dedicate Dolly Parton's song to you. She is an eagle when she flies. Yours truly, Esther Githui Ewart.
She's been there. God knows she's been there. She has seen and done it all. She's a woman. She knows how to dish it out or take it all. Her heart's as soft as feathers. Still she weathers stormy skies. And she's a sparrow when she's broken. But she can toss her round and round. You can keep her in your vision, but you never keep her down. She's a lover, she's a mother, she's a friend, and she's a wife, and she's a sparrow when she. But she's an eagle when she flies. Gentle as the sweet magnolia, strong as steel, her faith and pride. She's an everlasting shoulder, she's the leaning post of life. She hurts deep. And when she weeps, she's just as fragile as a child. And she's a sparrow when she's broken. But she's an eagle when she flies. She's a sparrow.
Beautiful. Hello, darling listeners. This is Heather Maxwell, and that was Eagle When She Flies by the lovely Dolly Parton. Next, what you've all been waiting for, the original 9-minute, 50-second African anthem, Sweet Mother. But first this.
This is Lionel Gahima wishing Happy Mother's Day to my lovely mother, who unfortunately passed away in 1997. I will always remember you, Mother, as remarkable, loving, strong, heroic, selfless, and resourceful mother. I still love you, and I miss you.
Suffer.
no cry again, oh.
All right. Hello, sweet listeners and sweet mothers. Happy Mother's Day. This is your host, Heather Maxwell. Facebook follower and fellow returned Peace Corps volunteer, Deborah Traore. Hi, Deborah. She requested anything Nahawa Dumbia or Dusu Pagayoko. Well, here you go, Deborah. This is Nahawa's song, Jamado. Okay, babies, this is our last song of the hour. It's presented by one of our own in the English to Africa service, John Tanza of South Sudan.
Hello, this is John Tanza. Happy Mother's Day to all the resilient women in South Sudan who stood strong during difficult times. I salute your courage and dedicate this song, Omega by Victoria Ole, to all of you.
Was Victoria Ole with Omega. It's time to say goodbye, music lovers. I hope you enjoyed this special Mother's Day show. Thanks so much for joining me, and a special thanks go to those of you who contributed to today's program, too. My VOA friends, Lionel Gahima, Des McConan, Kwame Ofori, Esther Githui Ewart, John Tanza, and Bill Odidi in Nairobi. And also to you listeners, Alex Zizinga and Dumininu, a.k.a. Mr. Banana. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio. That's on Fridays at 09:05 UTC, and also Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay blessed. Love you, mamas.